life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
Or if you're facing Dewey Hill, that would be to my right, Snug Harbor. We say hello to Steve Loftus. How are you, pal?
I'm good. So far, so good. Really, but we're up and at 'em.
I'm exhausted. I'm telling you. Now you're not in town. When you travel and whatnot, whether it's for business or pleasure or whatnot, I mean, I would imagine it's interesting when you go to other places to eat and other establishments. Correct?
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because, you know, over the years, you know, sometimes, you know, people complain about our visitors, you know, coming to town. And I always say to them, well, where you visit and what's the welcome mat look like, whatever community you visit.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all visitors. And it's just nice to have communities, you know, put out a nice opportunity, welcome mat, restaurants, environment. Hiking, walking, whatever, and Grand Haven has it all.
Ah, well, that's a fact, and Snug Harbor certainly is a part of that. So what's new at Snug Harbor? What are you doing? What's new?
Oh, well, you know, it's interesting because I was speaking with our GM, Amy, and she says, I'm already planning for summer. I said, well, that's good. Let's get through the winter first.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've always got something going on, you know, in terms of the business itself. You know, we're trying to be innovative and trying to play to our audience, you know, which is our local audience and summer audience by way of designing our menus, you know, in a way that people really enjoy it and good quality experience. And we have, of course, Winterfest coming up and
yeah.
Try to partner as much as we can, you know, when these organizations put all that work into it, it's in everyone's best interest to get on board and try to participate in some way, shape or form. And so we're working on that. And we have a few other promotions coming up. Of course, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. You have to be reminded when you go into the stores already. I think they're already advertising for Halloween. You know? So, we always get those little heads up. So, yeah, and you know, we've got a great staff. You know, we can hunker down in the wintertime. We're also beginning to book a lot of weddings.
Are you?
And special events.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's exciting. The lower level, it's Snug, perfect place. And so, again, Amy is working hard, and we're starting to see some activity. It's a beautiful view, and it's a great venue.
Yeah, how was that? Well, I would agree. How was Wine About Winter?
Wine About Winter was terrific.
Was it?
It just shows it doesn't matter what season we're in,
mm-hmm.
that if we do the right thing and put quality events out there, such as the Downtown Development Authority did, along with a lot of volunteers, it was the best and the biggest yet. And it's a one-day event, but it really coalesces around, you know, energy.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's happening, and let's go have fun. And it's the same thing with Winterfest. I mean, you know, I would guess that 99% of their events are outdoors in the middle of winter.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, it's always fun to see Carl and the Toronto Pup team out in front, people shivering.
Oh, isn't that the
classic
truth?
You know, the classic Toronto Pup. And so everyone's doing their thing, you know,
yeah.
to you know, bring our community together, to bring people to the business district and to have a quality experience. And I think we're really hitting it, you know. And, you know, downtown's business districts typically go through cycles.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we shine a little brighter
mm-hmm.
Than other times. And we have, I'm always encouraged by the number of young people that are coming back to the community and starting businesses,
mm-hmm.
opening businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the developments going on are encouraging. And so, you know, we have a wonderful template to work from, and it really seems to be coming together this year in a nice way.
Well
said. Had a great start to the year.
Yeah.
To 2026.
I've noticed a lot of younger people with families. I just have.
Exactly.
I just have, and I think that's fabulous. How important is Grand Haven Main Street to what you do? I mean, I know you just spoke of that, but I mean, really, how important is it to what it is you do at Snug Harbor?
Well, they're the overarching go-to place in terms of branding and creative opportunities and ideas. They have a terrific board, and they have their committee structure. Every committee has a certain focus. And then they really interact both on the private sector and public sector scenario and drawing those organizations together and just, you know, creating a year-round 365 brand that says, you know, come to Grand Haven. It's a beautiful community. And you know, you can live here and play here. And, you know, it's all right there. And so the Downtown Development Authority and John Day have done a great job. And they really bring it all together for us. It's a place we can go to share ideas as small businesses. And where they take them up and say, hey, here's what we can do. And Wine About Winter is a perfect example of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then we do our own, you know, we'll be doing Chili Blues again.
I don't know how many years.
I lose track. I just know I'm, you know, getting older every day. I don't look in the full length mirrors anymore, you know. So, I shave in the dark and no full length mirrors. But, you know, it's those smaller events that the DDA kind of goes out and advertise. The same thing with the Visitors Bureau, the Chamber, you know, they all do their part. And it's very important. And again, we're a waterfront community that has such a unique place and space to occupy in West Michigan. And that's what we've been working on, just good quality opportunities for families and people visiting and those who live there.
Sounds good to me, man. You sold that. You know, the kids haven't been in school since Monday. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's been an interesting proposition. What a winner so far.
Oh my gosh.
You know, it's everyone's nesting indoors. And
well, yeah.
It's a challenge.
It's like living in The Shining right now. I mean, everybody is stressed out. Kids need to go back to school. Parents are pulling their hair out. But at the same time, we're still doing local radio and doing things that matter here through the speakers at WGHN. Thanks so much for checking in, Steve. And I look forward to seeing you again. And all the best to you and your staff at Snug Harbor. All right.
Well, Mary, thank you, and have a great day, and, you know, hunker down.
Yeah,
and,
you know it. You know it. Stay warm. Thank you so much. It's been another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.
Don't go down.